This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The sheriff's office has identified the two deputies who were involved in a shooting incident in Ferndale last Saturday. Deputy Rosalie Frejas and Deputy Sergeant Greg Musson were the first law enforcement personnel on scene when they were fired upon by Hugo Aguirre. Frejas suffered a wound to her left shoulder and is expected to make a full recovery. Musson was uninjured, and both remain on administrative leave while the investigation into the shooting is underway. The sheriff's office is searching for a man wanted in connection with a stabbing that left a second man with a knife wound to the torso. The incident occurred at about 10:30 last night at a residence in Fields Landing. The victim, who was interviewed by police at the hospital, said that he and a roommate, identified as 23-year-old Lee Allen Conaboy, had gotten into a verbal altercation that soon escalated to physical when Conaboy stabbed him with a knife. Deputies responded to the scene on West Avenue, but Conaboy had fled and he remains at large. The sheriff's office has posted surveillance photos of a man wanted in connection with a theft at a Garberville business Tuesday morning. Deputies interviewed the business owner, who reported he had received a new shipment that contained a pistol. After opening the package and taking the pistol out, the owner says he laid it on a counter to assist a customer in the back of the store. When he left the counter, the unknown suspect picked up the pistol and went outside to a waiting vehicle. A second suspect, who is known to law enforcement, soon got into that same car, a silver sedan with black rims. Anyone with information about the unknown suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A norovirus outbreak has forced the closure of 13 schools in and around Eureka. Last Friday, the South Bay School District canceled classes for this week due to more than 106 students, and today Eureka City Schools has closed its 10 campuses as well. Absentee rates increased this week, and students have displayed symptoms consistent with norovirus. That prompted the County Public Health Office to recommend the closures. The Eureka Police Department received an anonymous gift from a local businessman, and now police officers are handing out $5,000 worth of $100 gift cards to people they encounter while on duty. Chief Steve Watson said the donor wishes to remain anonymous and that he and his officers passed out 13 cards yesterday, with the remaining cards to be distributed in the coming days. It's going to be cold again overnight, and that will mean frosty conditions come tomorrow morning. Caltrans road crews were out on local roadways this morning, spreading sand on bridges and roadways across the region that were icy from the sub-freezing temperatures. There are no current chain controls in Caltrans District 1 at this time, and the forecast is for warmer temperatures over the weekend and maybe even a little rain by Christmas Day. The cold came on the shortest day of the year, as the winter solstice happened at 8:28 this morning. We will see the least amount of sunlight today, just over 9 hours, and the sunset should occur at about 4:30 this afternoon. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.